Chad, we are ready for you. Do you want to do your update first? Or
do I do. I'll be very brief.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
This is the standard County Fire Warden's monthly update. Is all this is. And this has already been emailed to you as well.
Yep.
Alright, just briefly, I'm continuing to work with Todd on the exterior of the building. We should be ready to move forward with that project. Exterior of the Pinedale Fire Station. Should be able to move forward with that project this summer. The Homeland Security awarded a 3-year grant to us. This would be the second year of that 3-year grant for providing tools and equipment necessary for training our firefighters for hazardous materials response. We just submitted the paperwork on that. Emergency incidents, we only had 12 emergency incidents last month. It's a slow time of year, and that's a good thing. I say that we're slow, so pleased with that. Fire investigations, only one fire investigation last month. Fire prevention, no public presentations last month. The FireWise program, we sent our FireWise coordinator to a conference. He came back with a lot of great information and some good objectives that he'd like to try to implement in several of our urban interface communities in the county. So very beneficial sitting down there. I was pleased with the result. We'll meet shortly with the Forest Collaborative and start putting some ideas together for that. Smoke detector program still going very, very strong. Training is the highlight of the report here. We've put together a traffic incident management training that was very well attended by firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, all sat together and went through a Saturday training talking about how to set up traffic cones and flaggers and those kind of things on emergency incidents on the side of the highway, with the intent being to try to minimize exposure to risk of our firefighters that are, you know, working in the high hazard area of traffic going through an incident, a motor vehicle incident. Health and safety, right now we're in the midst of all the annual physicals. That's going very, very well. The last number I heard from our health and safety officer this morning is right now we've got 80 firefighters that have been through all the necessary physicals and the stress tests, and continue to hear good reports back from all that. Cooperative services, again, it's just a regular part of my job is meeting with anybody that needs to try to work together and collaborate with whatever projects we got to work there. Volunteer hours last month is 172 hours total.
Nice. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate that. I like the abbreviated version. I don't know about anybody else. Thank you. All right, on to the next.
Okay, well, with that, we can move into the radio system.
Okay.
As you're aware, we've been working for a very long time now to put together our radio system proposal. We went out for a request for proposal, received proposals from two of the major vendors. After reviewing it last month, we awarded the proposal. I've been working along with the other emergency response agencies to the vendor to put together the final contract, and we're ready to review that with the board today at your discretion.
Terrific.
I believe the county attorney's office, Matt Gaffney, Matt, had some information that he wanted to review.
Matt, would you like to proceed forward in an executive session now, or?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll need a motion to go into executive session pursuant to statute. What is it, Matt? Do you know?
16.
It's on your agenda.
It's on my agenda. Never mind. Got it. It's on your agenda. Whoever wants to make a motion.
I make a motion to move for an executive session. Wyoming statute 16-4-405A.
Second. Has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to state statute 16-4-405A3, litigation and pending litigation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, sir.